Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Well, that's that. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Glad you're here this morning. A little bit gray out there.
Yes, but that's okay.
Did you see the sunset last night? It was very pink right over the Coast Range up towards towards Farragut.
No, I guess I wasn't looking.
Well, you have to look hard right now if you want to see sunlight. But there was just this pink band over the mountains.
Oh, nice.
It was beautiful.
Nice.
But, not a lot of shadows and light lately.
Well. We needed some rain, too.
Yes, as a gardener, I would say you would know
for
sure.
Yes, yes.
Well, it is time for Tradio, and as usual, you can call in, and our number is 907-772-3808. This is for nonprofits and private citizens who want to buy, sell, or trade on the air, or people that want to clarify the details of the upcoming events. And that leaves it wide open. And the phone lines are open. And I just wanted to start with tonight's open mic.
Oh, right.
That's at the Colossal Museum.
And it's a little different tonight. It's the potluck.
Yes, they have a potluck. And it has a theme. I think there's a canned salmon theme.
Yes,
is that right?
Canned salmon. Yes, canned salmon recipes.
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to bring. So that should be interesting.
Yes, because I cannot think of a single canned salmon dessert. Can you?
No.
But that'll be interesting. And also, it's open mic night, which means that people can perform. And I know of a couple people associated with the radio station who may be performing. That would not be me. There could be some music and some laughter. And that all sounds fun. And the potluck starts at 5:30. 6:30, open mic begins, and you can sign up when you get there for a place in the lineup. And I guess they've been doing that for months now.
Yes.
Have you gone?
No, I have not gone yet. Friday nights, I fade kind of fast after Thursdays and Friday mornings. So
right.
Anyway.
You're up late Thursday night doing your show. We were just talking about how long Chris has been doing the show. It's, what did we say, 30 years?
Well,
Night hosting?
Like since about 1987, I started doing some ebb tides here and there. And then, got my permanent position on Thursday nights.
I know. It's something that I foundational for me when I think about the radio station. But anyway, we are also today looking at the first marine invasive bioblitz, and that is going to start at the Crane Dock at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Adults and teens are invited to walk from the Crane Dock all the way through the harbor, all the way up to Parks and Rec Activity Room, and identify various marine species there in the harbor. Younger kids must be accompanied by an adult, and the walk ends at 4:30, and you can find out more about it online at psglib.org.
Yes.
Did you go to that talk last night?
No, I didn't.
No,
I
you had your
to.
Show,
yes.
too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but it's not, just like, you know, these things just...
We're not nightlife people anymore, Chris. Kind of face that. But there was a talk last night, part of the science series, and a woman was talking about the Smithsonian's research on marine invasive species in Alaska.
Yeah, it should be very interesting this afternoon, too.
Yes, so. I saw some pictures of creatures, and I haven't seen any of those in the harbor, but I haven't really looked that closely.
I know.
Unless something...
Me either.
Yeah, so that will be an interesting event this afternoon. Then we have the open mic night. And then tomorrow, the market is coming up. And that is at the Salty Pantry parking lot. Starting at 11 until 1 o'clock, you can find baked goods, plants, crafts, and more. And if you'd like to be a vendor, you can sign up online at petersburgmarket.wordpress.com.
And Joyce is not going to call in today, but we do have a message about bingo at the Sons of Norway Hall.
Yes.
And first of all, let's just talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And tonight they are having baked spaghetti, bread, salad, and cake for, it looks like a birthday is happening. And so they're having a cake for the birthday. However, heads up, people, this is the last time that a snack will be provided. Starting August 7th, it's Bring Your Own Snack. So that's something new that's going to be happening. But tonight there is a snack provided, but not in the future.
Right. So, wow, that is a big change for bingo. But there you go. Yeah, anything else on your roster there?
No, not that I can see at the moment. I'm just trying to think of other things happening. Just can let people know, artists out there,
right.
For the Rainforest Festival, the theme for our Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show is Crossings. And that's coming up in September, so you still have a little over a month to work on a project or two for that. We will accept, as usual, kind of the staying in line with past shows. We will take up to 3 entries or offerings that you have as an artist for the show. And they should be in, I believe, the 10th by 5 p.m. And so the actual reception will be on Friday, September 12th, from 5 to 7.
And that's during the Rainforest Festival.
That's during the Rainforest Festival, which will be the 11th through 13th.
Okay.
That
week in there
There will be more to come on that.
Okay. And coming up next Saturday, that's a week from tomorrow, is the Paddle Battle.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yes.
Petersburg Medical Center Paddle Battle on the 8th, and that's from 9 to 1. And all ages and abilities are welcome to participate. And it is a non-competitive event, which means, well, some people, looking at you, Phil, will go very, very fast.
Yes.
And some people will go slow. And there's...
And that's okay.
Right. And you can go in a kayak, a canoe, a paddleboard, or a bike. And that's the paddlers start at 9:30. The peddlers start at 11:30. You start in Scow Bay. You finish at Sandy Beach Park. And participants and sponsors can enter to win. There are some prizes, even though it's not competitive.
Yes.
There's Alaska Airlines tickets. A drawing, right.
Yes.
And a Trek bike and a dry bag backpack. Those are great.
Oh, yes.
And the funds raised go to continuing education for staff, also high school student scholarships here at PHS. So for more information, you can contact Julie Walker and her number 907-772-5552 or go online to pmcak.org. And we actually have someone calling in. Caller on line 1, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a 7-foot couch that folds down with a beautiful wood frame, very thick mattress, for $500. In excellent shape.
And the color?
Remember? It's tan.
Okay.
A light tan. And 518-4220.
4220. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. Yes. And, the library. They had short hours this
week.
Yes. But they will be back to normal on Monday.
Monday, yep.
But for today and tomorrow, it's going to be 11 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes you really appreciate those longer hours.
Yes,
when
yes.
you think, oh, I'm going to go to the library.
So, pick up your movies now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good weekend for that.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to get confusing about art shows, but there's another art show coming up.
Yes.
It's the men's art show.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Because when we have the women's art show, the men all
wait
kibitz
a minute.
About that. And like,
yeah.
How can we? Okay. now you have your own art show.
But isn't that October?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And so it is October 2nd through the 16th, so you have lots of time, of course, because a lot of people very involved with fishing, sport fishing.
Yes.
Commercial fishing, cutting
subsistence.
Firewood, subsistence, whatever. And so you'll have time. And it's the art show itself is from the 2nd to the 16th of October. And you can submit your art to the museum by September 29th. And all media are accepted. And the theme is point of view. So that is wide open. And there will be a reception on opening night. So that's happening at the museum. That is a lively place, that museum.
That is.
Yes,
yeah, I've been
heard
having
great
more and
things.
More things going on there.
Yes, very, very good. And I love the idea of open mic. I've heard they're very funny. My cousin Heidi is a master of ceremonies
oh,
there,
wow,
mistress
okay.
of ceremonies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And yeah, she says it's been great
yes.
people coming in. So lots going on in the community, that's for sure. And thanks, we got one caller. Can you think of anything else we can tell people?
Well, let's see.
I am looking through the, hey, what's, oh, if you want your pet to be in
oh,
the pet
right.
calendar.
Right,
okay,
right.
So we've been talking about this for a long, long time, but the actual deadline is August 15th. And you can get your pictures in of your pet, and it could be in the 2026 Petersburg Pet Calendar, featuring all kinds of animals in town, not just cats and dogs.
No.
Nope. And you can submit your photos online, petersburghumane.org. This is a fundraiser for the Humane Association, so there's a cost to put your picture in.
Yes.
There might actually be a limit to how many pictures you can put in. So I was thinking about submitting quite a few of my dog, Sorsha. And I think maybe it's like, you know, you don't get to pay extra for the cover. I wanted that one here for my bird, Sparky. But, oh, look, the phone is ringing.
Yay.
I think they are trying to save us from ourselves there. Biz is on her way to the phone.
Yeah, usually I have more to talk about. But things are, you know, like even at the library, things are winding down a little bit.
Well, for the busy.
Yeah, well, the summer reading program is over, so.
Yeah.
Oh, science camp is coming up.
Ooh, well, let's talk about that after this caller.
All right.
Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I would like to... this is Diane Marsh. I would like to advertise a garage sale for tomorrow. It's at 7, and tonight, 705 Vesta.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight it starts at this afternoon from 3 to 6, and tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Oh.
And we have a little bit of everything, loads and loads and loads. The garage is full.
Hmm. Okay.
I like that, a night garage sale. So, you know, sometimes Saturday mornings you get wound up doing other things.
Yep.
And so an evening, that sounds good, Diane.
Well,
thank you.
And sometimes people can't make it on Saturdays. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And we will be adding stuff after tonight also. So there'll be more stuff added after tonight. So
oh, that sounds good.
We just have to have room.
Right.
Yeah. So, all righty. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Diane. Thank you for calling in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And you have something. I'm trying to think.
Well, always for the library stuff, you can just go to psglib.org. And I believe that Karen Malcolm will be doing her yoga.
Right.
For most of the Saturdays in August.
That's what it says on my announcement.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So, always go there if you want more information.
Science camp.
Oh, science That's camp. I don't have a lot of information on that, actually, but I know that it's coming up. And
That's at the library, right? Or it's a library-sponsored program.
It's partially. It's Marine
Advisory.
Yeah, Marine Advisory and Library. And it is jam-packed full of incredible things that they are doing. Including, I saw that it looks like Karen Dillman is doing... Botanical prints on silk.
Oh, good. She is going to do that. Yeah, because
yes.
I remember she had planned on it this week and it got postponed. So they're going to do it in science camp.
I think so.
Right.
I think it, well, I don't know if it's related to that or if that's just happening as one of the art classes. But I was briefly looking at their schedule because I wanted to check things out.
Yes, and if only we had a little more information. I think you had to sign up for Science Camp, and it must be full.
It might be.
But it's just one of those many programs at the library that you think, how do they find the resources? And it's just a town full of very creative people willing to commit to sharing what they do. If you've ever seen one of Karen's beautiful silk scarves that has leaves printed on it, and you think, oh, I want one. Now's your chance, you know.
You can try
yourself.
You can
make it. We're trying to convince her to do another class, I think.
I know.
That would be good.
We've been trying for a long time, so I was happy to see this happen.
Oh, she's very busy. So here we go, line one. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, you guys. I'm calling for the Humane Association.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to let people know that we've got cats and kittens up for adoption.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and people can call 907-518-1091 if they're interested. The photos are on Facebook. I'll be posting some new updated photos today.
Okay.
Yeah, we are hoping for serious inquiries only before we make appointments to meet people up at the shelter.
Right. Yeah.
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 Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ann. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that's where I got my dog, Sosha.
Oh.
It was a foster from Ann Lee. So,
yay.
Yeah. It's just amazing what a little animal can add to your life. So keep that in mind. Well, do you want to do a rundown?
Yes.
And that usually provokes some calls.
Okay, so there is bingo tonight at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And this is the last snack that will be provided. So listen carefully. It's baked spaghetti, bread, salad, and cake for a birthday. Starting August 7th, it will be Bring Your Own Snack. We have a 7-foot couch for sale that folds down. It's tan in color, asking $500 for that. If you're interested, contact 907-518-4220. Diane called. There's a garage sale at 705 Vesta from 3 to 6 today and from 10 to 2 on Saturday. There's a little bit of everything. And once stuff goes tonight, they'll be adding new stuff for Saturdays, so but you might need to check out both days. Again, that's 705 Vesta, 3 to 6 today, and Saturday from 10 to 2. Ann called from the Humane Association. They do have cats and kittens available for adoption. If you are interested, contact the Humane Association at 907-518-1091. And they will make an appointment for you to go visit those cats and kitties and serious adoption.
Prospects only.
Yes,
yes.
Prospects
yes,
only. Yes,
not just go, let's.
Yeah.
You can, I think you can volunteer to be a helper there with the cats if you just want to go up and spend some time with cats and not commit. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah. They are looking for people that want to adopt. Well, that looks like the end of Tradio for this Friday. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we will wrap it up for another Friday.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Island Refrigeration and Alaska Commercial Electronics, offering sales, installation, and service for marine refrigeration, marine electronics, and more. ACE, 907-772-3310, and the shop at 908 South Nordic Drive.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
Okay.